going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did the Rockets blow the series Saturday night? That was a tough one to take right there. Saturday night, we talked about it. Hey, can they handle the opening of the game? Can they withstand the storm that the Warriors would put out? And hell, they were the better team early. Like, they had the lead early. They were, and you could tell maybe Golden State was dealing with the, oh, Lord, Jimmy's not playing. I think we were both surprised. Because we said Friday that we thought Jimmy would play. No way. So he missed the game, which kind of makes you kind of let you know maybe the severity of his injury.
Jimmy freaking Butler!
But Jimmy, that guy, misses the game. And then you look at it, yes, Steph was special, but he had 36. Outside of him, the rest of the other four starters, Clint, combined for 26 and went 1 of 13 from 3.
We sucked.
Now, Buddy Hield and Peyton just, especially Peyton in the fourth quarter, that really got away from the Rockets. But even within that, man, when you look at that, no Jimmy Butler, right? Hell, Draymond got teed up early. You look at it as their other starters weren't scoring, right? You kept down most of the other guys that you would think would be scary for you, and you lose that game. Did they blow the series Saturday night, in your opinion?
No, I don't think they blew the series. No, I mean, there's too much. I mean, when's Jimmy coming back? What's going to – all you do is steal one on the road and you get back that home court. I don't think they blew the series. Again, like they did in game one, I think they pissed away a really good opportunity. That's for sure. This is the one – I think the game one for me was very – you look at it and you go, hey, man – Jalen wasn't getting it done, and the fact that he wasn't getting it done and took as many shots as he did, you're probably going to lose that one. Van Vliet didn't get it done, took as many shots as he did, you're probably going to lose that one, right? You didn't score enough. This game, with or without Jalen, down the stretch, when they don't have Butler, I thought without Butler, okay, this could be, you can muck this thing up and just get a good solid game out of everybody. And you can win this thing. And boy, I was dead wrong. It clearly is still all about Jalen Green and whether he's getting off or not, and whether Jimmy's there or not. So it was a frustrating loss for me. But no, I don't think they
could.
I don't think they lost the series. No.
Could you kind of chalk it up to the same? Like, hey, game three, this is the first time they're on the road for a playoff game against this Warriors team on the road like that, similar to game one. Jitters there, because. I mean, they got some players like Amen Thompson he doesn't even look like he's playing with a level of confidence right now. He seems to have jitters. Jalen, again, you know, like we said, game one, you know, as he admitted, was kind of nervous, kind of excited a bit, that caused him a little bit in that game. And then this last game, he's 7 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists in game one. And then his first game on the road, He's 9 points, six assists, six rebounds, five assists. Maybe that is, I don't know. Maybe they were a little nervous too. Similar thing in the first game. That's one you look at it, boy, they got to win. That's one, the way that game was going, they got to win. And they let Steph get going, and for the first time, they let a couple of the others get going. And this time, it's Buddy Hield and Peyton. Peyton just got to the lane multiple times late in the fourth quarter for layups. That is just unexcusable. Just, you know, and
I don't
and
like that, the Warriors.
That was problematic. We'll see what happens tonight, because, you know, obviously if they get this one, it's a different story. They take home court back. But damn it, boy, that felt like, wow, they can go and beat us without Jimmy Butler and playing bad.
Yeah, I just go back to you know, what the hill I'm just going down, man.
He has been the test.
But I don't know what it is. That's the part that's so frustrating about it. Like, I don't know if he just doesn't have the step on their throat mentality, or he doesn't have the mentality of like, hey, I'm going to go get shots. I don't give a damn. If I do miss, it doesn't matter. I'm going to go get shots. Or if this is M.A. Doka's plan coming in. I mean, it's just like, I mean, you look down and Jalen Green's got 11 shots. I don't care how good he is or he isn't. Like, that can't be the case. Like, we've proven that Fred VanVleet, even though he knocked down a couple threes early on and was hot and hit some, it's not going to be enough to get you there. I mean, they got to do everything they can to force feed Jalen Green, and then they got to live with whatever the result is. If he's cold as hell and he's not hitting anything, and he's playing like the first year Jalen Green and not this experienced guy that can give you 38, then so be it. It happens. But it looks like to me, as I watch that game, and it looks like out of the gate, there is zero focus on getting Jalen Green to rock. Game two, right out of the gate, I don't remember who was bringing the ball to the court. I'm assuming it's VanVleet. As soon as he crossed half court, Jalen came and got the ball and started doing his thing. It just doesn't happen as often.
Well, they didn't adjust to the Warriors. Well, the Warriors adjusted to that and funneled him to areas they wanted him to get to, but they didn't. I think it does come down as which Jalen Green's going to show up in this series.
Absolutely, 100%.
Which one's going to show up, and he's got to adjust to it. Like, his swings can't go 7-8-2 to 38-4-6 and then to 9.
Yeah.
Like, those swings. Like, he's like, just, you got to get some consistent. Like, if he's just in the teens or the, you know, the low 20s, they win this game. Or it looks a lot different.
It's super interesting to me the way that, like, if I would like to see, and I'm not saying this is the answer, but it just seems like either he takes his foot off the gas the minute he misses a couple shots, or the minute that he misses a read, or that he doesn't do something right, or M.A. Doka doesn't trust him and goes a different route. And as I watch him, I don't think they have a puncher's chance. Every one of the other guys can go out there and have their best game, and the Rockets are going to lose this series. If Jalen Green goes out there and has a good game, they got a chance to win it. It's that simple.
Yeah, he's got to adjust to whatever, and Udoka too. But a bit of it also is like, hey man, we can't come out start over every time and just hey man, all right, let me walk you through what you got to do. Like, at some point, man, he's got to figure out what they're doing and make the best decision. He kept trying to go all the way down, and they were funneling right to him and making him
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face.
That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Take tough shots or get stuck or having to pass it out. He just has to figure things out. But it's just, well, you got to get me some level of consistency, man. We got to get to 15 on your off night.
Yeah. Well, you brought up Amen Thompson. That's the other problem for me. Is I'm like right now, because I'm watching through the lens of, all right, is Jalen Green getting downhill and getting to the rack? Is he getting his shots? Is Jalen Green going to be a guy that is a, maybe not dominant, but a force in a game? And if we're being honest, there ain't nobody. On the defensive end, they're all monsters. And there's Tari Eason shows up and Barry shows up and makes some big shots. But if we're being completely honest, I mean, there's no real threat to get downhill unless Jalen Green. And talking about Amen Thompson, I mean, he has not been good in this series. He has been timid as hell in this series. And
I've called for him to sit down. I was like, man, he might need to sit down.
But Ron, that's that to again, the Jalen Green dynamic, right? If Jalen Green is getting downhill, I understand that the defense earns, you know, they deserve some credit as well. But when he's getting downhill, Amen Thompson's cutting and Amen Thompson is getting work. When he's not, it's all bad. It's either you get both of those guys or you get neither. Yeah. Now, obviously, Amen Thompson's going to do his thing on the defensive end of the floor, but it's just offensively in terms of scoring, Jalen just impacts him so much, man.
Well, like Sean just messaged in on YouTube and Twitch, Green can't have this on-game, off-game type of nonsense. Well, I just think it's what separates him from being what we've talked about. Can he be a one or a two on a championship level team? And now, like, it's a deal of, hey man, they watched who can go crazy, who can get off and go crazy. We've seen Şengün in this series play well, but his play well has not resulted into 38 points and taking over the game. They're going to, Steve Kerr, they've been doing this a long time. They're going to do whatever they can to not allow Jalen Green to get comfortable to go and do what he did in game two.
Well, but
he's got to figure out something around that.
But the problem with it is when it happens early, he disappears. He takes 11 shots in a game, right? That game was closed down to the very end, and he was a non-factor.
Just like in game one.
Like, I don't give a damn if you're missing shots. I don't care if you're comfortable. I don't care if the court's, as a group, they got to figure out a way to get his ass comfortable, get his legs underneath him, shrink the court. Whatever you got to do, whatever, said the court looked huge. Whatever you got to do, they have got to put all their eggs in one basket of getting him.
It's the same, Clint. Who are the Rockets trying to take away?
Well, Steph.
And how he ends up with 36.
Yeah.
Who are the Lakers trying to take away? He ends up with 43.
I tell you what he ain't doing. He's not going to end up with 11 shots.
No. Yeah. And in some way, he's going to still find a way to get to his spot, and they're going to do things to do it. He's like, we're seeing the difference in the type of player he is compared to those other guys. Like right now, the Rockets are going to do everything they can, even without Jimmy, to take away him. He still gets up 36, like, and affects the game. All right, coming up, it sounds like we learned a lot from the Texans.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.